What's up, everybody? This is Nick Bannock, and you're listening to the Learn Paid Media Podcast. Today, I'm talking about lead generation and how that applies to choosing the right channel in online advertising. It varies business to business here, and you have to start with defining what you mean by lead. So I just want to give a shout out to Ken, who recommended this. He wanted me to make an episode on this, so I figured, why not make it the next episode? So basically, first, you have to start with, what do you mean by lead? Now, some of my clients that are B2B, they might be talking about MQLs, marketing qualified leads. That might be what they mean when they're talking about generating a lead. And that is somebody who's coming through a form, requesting a demo or trying to book an appointment or something like that for their service or their product. And they are qualifying themselves with the form, and that's making them a marketing qualified lead. Like they're of a certain company size, that sort of thing. So there's, in some cases, lead generation might be really specific like that. You're trying to get somebody to book a demo, do a free trial sign up, something along those lines. Sometimes a lead could be something as simple as generating emails for a newsletter or getting webinar registrants or getting ebook downloads, white paper downloads, whatever it is. So first start with what you mean by your lead, and then that's going to help determine where you go. Also, it will vary in B2B and B2C. So I'm going to start by trying to give a few examples of like where you would want to go for certain things. So let's start with B2B. If it's B2B lead generation, a lot of times you're going to start looking at the usual channels. So you're going to look at Google search. You might look at YouTube a little bit. You're probably going to look at LinkedIn, and then you're going to look at Facebook ads, and there might be some other channels too. In some cases you might do Quora ads. It really depends. But let's say your goal is to generate marketing qualified leads, trying to request a demo for a specific product or service that serves certain types of businesses. If that's what you're trying to do, then basically what you're going to want to go after, you're going to want to go after Google search, so that you can identify like the types of keywords that people are going to look for. They're looking for your vertical plus the word software, your vertical plus the word product, whatever it is. It just depends. Anyway, you're going to look at Google search as an option there and try to send them to a landing page where they can generate a marketing qualified lead, whatever it is. Now, you might do the same thing on LinkedIn and Facebook ads. So a lot of people rule this out. I talked about this in my last episode. Facebook ads is a great source for B2B and B2C lead gen. On the B2B side, you're mostly going to be uploading custom audiences of your customers and then building lookalike audiences and going after that. You can also look at doing that and then qualifying it further with some of the interests that are built into Facebook. And you can use regular advertising prospecting campaigns to try to generate those MQLs. LinkedIn might be a little bit of a better source for you, because with LinkedIn, you can qualify people by what their job function is, what type of company they work at, that sort of thing. So maybe you're only relevant to targeting managers and up. So manager, senior manager, VP, CXO, whatever it is, that might be who you go after. And then you target specific, you know, industries that they work in or skills that they have. I like doing skills sometimes, like maybe you have a product that is only relevant to accountants. So instead of just targeting people by that industry, what you could do is actually target people whose skills are accounting. And sometimes you can get in front of people that way, and it might be a little bit of a wider range. So anyway, take a look at that and look at LinkedIn, look at Facebook, look at regular Google search. I would not recommend, if you're trying to generate MQLs, to do a ton of just regular display prospecting, unless it's really easy to generate leads for your business that way. You can do some YouTube advertising, and there's a lot of cool functionality that you get there. So it's really variable when you're trying to generate MQLs. But most of the time, what you're going to find is that you're just going to have to test out the different channels and see what works best for your audience. It's a little bit broad, I know, but that's just the way it is. I also have some clients that are doing Quora ads in B2B, and that can actually work pretty well for generating high quality leads. So that is something that you can consider as well. Now, when you start looking at other types of actions, This is where it gets interesting. So I'm going to stay on B2B for a second, and then I'm going to move over to B2C. With B2B, another thing that you can always consider is different types of leads for the business. So maybe there are MQLs or signups or whatever it is that are like the higher value leads, but then maybe you also have a business where you know that there's kind of, it's kind of a weird product or very specific, or people don't even really know about it. You have to educate them a bit. They might not necessarily be searching for it. You have to do a little bit of demand generation. If that's the case, then you might have another classification of leads for your business. So maybe you have MQLs, but then you also have just ebook leads or white paper leads or webinar leads or whatever. And those are kind of higher up in the funnel. They're still leads and they're cheaper to acquire, but they need to be nurtured along to then request a demo or talk to the sales team or whatnot. So if you have that sort of scenario, that becomes a little bit of a different thing. What I would do in those types of cases is have my regular search campaigns focused on generating the MQLs. So I'm going to use Google search and have ads that are targeting the specific searches that come up, but maybe there's not a lot of volume around them because of just the type of industry or whatnot. So the product might be specific, as we mentioned. There might not be a ton of demand on search. So what you do is you still have your ads there for when people do search for it. You capture leads that way, you get MQLs. And then what you might do is have display remarketing and maybe some YouTube remarketing where you promote other types of leads. Now, you can also use lead forms in these cases, which I find to be really useful. So you can do a YouTube campaign and you can actually have it be a lead generation campaign with an actual form on YouTube. You can make it an MQL type form, or you can just make it something really simple that captures just like name and email and phone number or something like that. This can be really cool for promoting webinars or ebooks or whatever, and you can just capture the lead and then tell them that you're going to email them a link or whatnot. So that's something that's definitely worth looking into. Anyway, I would say take a look at YouTube and display for that. So maybe you have people who came to your site and abandoned. Well, if that's the case and they didn't fill out the lead form, you might be able to remarket them with an ad that promotes your ebook or an ad promoting an upcoming webinar. So that can actually be a really cool way to stay in front of people and give them like a nice little offer rather than just sending them an ad that says, come back and book a demo. They already chose not to book a demo. You still should run those sometimes and see if that works for you. But if you have other content that you can offer that might nurture them along, that's worth it as well. And you might tier this out a bit. Like you might do something where for the first few days, you try to just get them to come back and book a demo, but then they don't. So maybe like 3 days later, the ad changes into a different ad group and starts promoting, download our ebook. Maybe then they download the ebook and then they go right back into a campaign where you target people who downloaded the ebook and try to get them to book a demo and make sure that you have your exclusions set up so you're not spamming people who've already taken these actions and all that. But that would be a good way to go on the Google side. And then you can definitely remarket with display, discovery, and YouTube. You can also use the discovery and YouTube placements and whatnot to prospect people with those ebook offers and webinars and whatnot. Still would be wary of doing regular display banner ad type advertising for this, but sometimes it can work if you're really specific about your targeting. Now, when you start looking at the other channels like Facebook and LinkedIn, this is an awesome place to generate those types of higher up in the funnel leads. If you're promoting a webinar, if you're promoting some kind of ebook or whatever, and it's free, all they have to do is give you like a soft lead form with their name, email, phone number, maybe their business or whatever, then that would be a cool place to go and advertise on LinkedIn and on Facebook. You can do much broader targeting for that with lookalike audiences and interests. What we just talked about earlier for MQLs, you can do the same type of targeting, promoting these other types of lead forms. And the thing is, you're going to build up a huge list of emails. You're going to have a lot of people to target with email marketing later to nurture them along. You can target them further with trying to generate MQLs so you can remarket to them later. So definitely look at LinkedIn and Facebook for those, because you can do lead form ads there, just like we were just talking about with YouTube. You can do a lead form where they don't even have to leave the platform in order to submit the lead and get what they want. And so I like that as an option. It works a lot better than generating traffic that goes to a landing page where they have to sign up for something. However, if you're doing like a webinar registration, sometimes you do have to use some sort of a landing page for that. It's hard to make that work with a regular lead form ad. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. Whereas with like an ebook or some sort of white paper, you can just have them fill it out and then have an auto responder email that like sends them the file or something like that. So there's ways that you can pull that off without having to send them to a landing page. When it comes to like ebook and that sort of stuff, I would stay away from channels like Quora ads and like Reddit ads and that sort of thing. Like I just don't find that to be as useful for generating like quick lead form and like direct action. So anyway, I would say Facebook, LinkedIn, and then some of the other things like YouTube and whatnot are good for lead form ads, and you can get pretty cheap leads that way. The thing is here, this applies to B2C as well, except just not so much on the LinkedIn side. So when it comes to B2C lead generation, what I like to do a lot of the time is look into targeting people in a little bit of a different way. So what you're going to do on the B2C side is you're going to go after people that are on Google, definitely. There's always going to be a lot of room there. And you might actually find that search is a little cheaper sometimes on certain B2C areas, especially if it's a wider target. So I would say always look at search as an option. But again, this depends on the type of lead. If you want them to fill out like a form and it's something to the effect of like, let's say it's an attorney that wants to generate leads around something, search is going to be a good source because people are searching for an attorney. It's pretty specific. You can be very targeted with it. It's expensive, but it will work for you a lot of the time. So I would say it really is something where you're going to have to evaluate the vertical. If it's something like, I don't know, let's say it's solar power, that you want to get like solar panels put on your roof or something like that. It's pretty competitive space, and I've seen some stuff in that area. That might be one where you can try search a little bit, but it's going to be expensive. So you're going to want to get creative with your retargeting offers. And you might want to even have some sort of like a little lead magnet type tool that you offer, like a self, I don't know what you call it, like a self solar assessment or some sort of thing like a solar score assessment. And like it's like a little questionnaire tool that helps them decide if solar is a good fit for them. And they just have to submit their email or whatever at the end of it to get the results. And then you can email market them. I've seen that work well, or sometimes like a quiz type funnel can work well for certain industries. But if you were going to go down the path there, maybe it's like questions like, do you have a south facing roof? That's a pretty important question for solar. And like, which part of the country do you live in? It's stuff like that. You can capture some of this and have some really cool information on some of these leads that come in that use this tool for free. And then you can advertise to them afterwards and you can email market to them. So look into some lead magnets if you're doing an industry like solar or whatever that's really competitive. But again, you're going to look at search as an option, of course. And then you're going to look at how you could capture leads in other ways. So if you're using a lead magnet or a webinar or ebook or some sort of like report or whatever it is, then I think that offering that for free, capturing a lead and then nurturing, can work really well again on those same channels. So Facebook lead forms, you can do the YouTube lead forms. I would avoid LinkedIn if it's a B2C space. There's just really not a whole lot going on there that's going to help you. Reddit becomes a little bit more of an option on the B2C side. Quora, I've seen some mixed stuff. I actually find B2B to work better on Quora, so I wouldn't use it too often for B2C unless you find some specific questions that are getting asked there that your product really does help with. I see that there's a lot of people ask about finance and financial stuff, so if you're in like a B2C financial category, you might actually find Quora to be useful. And then you can start looking outward from there. I do find some people work really well on platforms like Outbrain and stuff like that, Taboola. That can work well for certain things. If you're in the app category and you're doing some sort of like trying to get people to install an app or whatever, it's not necessarily lead gen, but that also changes things up a little bit. So I can do a different episode on app promotions and app advertising because that's a whole different category. But it's important to just think about where your consumers hang out. And before you really decide which channels you're going to use, go and do some research on who the consumers are for this. This goes for B2B and B2C. You really need to think about who the avatar is and where they're hanging out, what kind of questions they're asking, what they're doing online, and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that I was clear about that because it does get pretty complicated and there's a lot of channels out there. You don't need to be on every single channel to be effective. You don't have to have Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Search, Google Display, YouTube, prospecting, discovery, YouTube remarketing, Quora ads, and Reddit ads to be effective. You might find that there's only like two or three channels that you really need to focus on where you can invest a lot of your money and you can scale those up over time. So I would just look at where the consumer's hanging out, where you're getting the best quality leads and whatnot, and then go from there. Anyway, I'll do some more specific episodes after this. So if you do have any questions on this or you want me to go into more depth into like a specific vertical or something, that could be kind of a cool episode. So send me a message. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn and on Instagram. All of it's just at Nick Bannick. So just follow me on those and ask me questions there. I've actually been doing some pretty exclusive content there where I've been allowing people to just ask me questions on Instagram, for example, and then posting it to my stories, like just responding to people that way. And I'd like to do a little bit more of that. I think it's just useful for people to have that access. So anyway, follow me over there and send me messages that way. And then I'd love for you to leave a review on the podcast. And if you have any ideas or you want me to go in depth on any specific vertical, go for it. Like if you want me to do whatever it is, lawyer lead generation or, you know, B2B software tech, just give me an example and I would be happy to make an episode just talking through it, talking about how I might approach it, that sort of thing. So anyway, I will talk to you all soon.